First of all, let me just say, you know, this is the first time that I've been able to be in our draft room, and those guys are professional in there. They do a great job. They work like crazy in finding ways to get to players. The way that we analyze all of the players, the way we sit and talk and communicate with one another, you know, I think it's. I was amazed sitting in there tonight, just listening to a lot of the things and the correspondence between Rick and the Wilfs and George and Scott Studwell. You know, they do a fantastic job, and I was extremely impressed with that. And talking about Teddy, you know the thing I like about the most about him? He wins. He wins everywhere he's ever been. He wins. Starts as a freshman in high school, wins. Starts in as a freshman in college and wins. I mean, this guy he's got something about him. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway. You know, he came in. One of the reasons why we had him come in, we had to get him another physical because he had a little thing about his heart, and so he came in and he got the physical done. And I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Good." And I said, "How's your heart?" He said, "Well, he said it was too big." So, you know, so those kind of guys are guys that he's got a great rapport. You know, he got a lot of those Miami kids to go up to Louisville and play there. And so I feel really good about him. So, question. Excuse me?
You've obviously been through this before, but what's it like sitting through it as a head coach?
You know, it's very similar. You know, when I was a defensive coordinator, it was a lot the same. You know, he let the guys that are experts do their job and making the trades, and we've already discussed everything as far as, you know, where you want to go. It wasn't hectic. It was nice and smooth, and, you know, those guys are professionals in there. They do a great job.
Like the last time we were in this room, you talked about how you kind of looked at Norv to evaluate quarterbacks on skill set, and you kind of looked more at leadership and tangibles. What did you see from Teddy in those categories, and what sold you on him?
Well, his character is so high. You know, I keep talking about kind of players that we want to come in here and to represent the Vikings, to represent the fans here. And he's a guy that is going to be here all the time. He's going to study. He's going to work. He's going to be a great advocate of the community. And I think the Minnesota Viking fans are going to be very, very proud of him.
I think at the owners' meetings, how you want a quarterback to kind of have your personality, and because you're going to be joined at the hip with him. It seems like that's probably the case here with Teddy.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, he's got an aggressive offensive personality, and I'm a little more aggressive defensive personality, if that makes sense. But yeah, I think that's important that him and I, you know, kind of think alike, and you know, in Norv. And Scott, both, they did a great job. You know, they went all over the place. They used the Wilfs jet, you know, and finding the players, working out all these quarterbacks. And Norv really, really liked Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, he's talked to me several times about him, about the potential that he has to be a great quarterback in the NFL. And so, you know, we wouldn't have – I don't want to speak for Rick, but we wouldn't have moved up just to get anybody. You know, there were certain guys. Well, somebody asked me earlier today, you know, would we take a quarterback in the third round? And I said, it has to be the guy that we want. And this was obviously a guy that we want. That's why we moved up to get him, is because this was a guy that we felt really, really strong about.
Mike, you were in Cincinnati when Andy started from day one there. Mm-hmm. Where do you fall on whether a quarterback is ready, and how do you go about determining that play?
I think, you know, that was probably a different situation when I was in Cincinnati. You know, we didn't really have any quarterbacks at that time. Carson Palmer had just left. And, you know, as I said before, I'm all about competition. I want the best guys to play, the guys that can do the best job. And I understand, you know, there's a fine line with young quarterbacks, you know, of getting them beat up and those things. But we have a very good offensive line here, and we have we have, in my opinion, two good quarterbacks. I was watching them throw today. They were throwing the heck out of the ball today. And Norv's doing a – I told him today Norv's doing a great – and Scott are doing a great job of coaching these guys. So Teddy will play when we feel like he's ready, if he's the best guy, which, you know, we hope that he will. But we always want to have competition in our football team at every position. So the more good football players we can get, the better off we are as a team.
So what did you see in Teddy in that private workout?
Actually, I wasn't at the private workout. I had to go back and do something. So I've watched him a lot on tape. We had his workout tape, and then these guys went down there, like you said, for a private workout, and they came back and they were drooling, you know, when they came back.
You mentioned it. I mean, was this something that the heart thing? Was that something that only the Vikings doctors saw?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what it was. It was nothing, and so it was. You know, a little blip on something, and then he had to do a new MRI or something like that. But it was nothing.
Like he said on his television interview, that he thought that some way, somehow, he was going to end up with the Vikings. I mean, could you feel a connection at least? Or
yeah, you know, he sat down in my office. He came in there and he said, you know, and I said, you know, I asked him a bunch of different questions. We talk about football and we talk about a lot of things. And one of the things I asked him. You know, I said, what do you think is the best situation for you? And he said, Coach, you're going to think I'm blowing you smoke. He said, but I think the Minnesota Vikings is a place for me. He said, this is where I really want to go. And so I honestly, you know, and I usually can read guys pretty good. I think he was very sincere about it. And so, you know, that didn't surprise me when he said that on TV.
From a defensive coach's perspective, what makes him hard to defend, you know, maybe versus a couple of the other quarterbacks you were looking at?
Well, the biggest thing is he wins. You know, he wins, and he makes the players around him better. That's one thing. He also has the arm strength to get the ball anywhere he needs to, but he also has mobility as much as most all the other quarterbacks. So I think the combination of all those things, you know, he's great against, like Rick said, he's great. We did the most, you know, most in-depth study that you can do. We talked about hand size. We talked about third down conversions. We talked about against the blitz. We talked about, there were so many things that we put together on this study. And, you know, it doesn't mean anything. I still go on the tape. People talk about the workouts and things like that. It's what do you do out here on the football field? You know, how do you perform there is the number one thing. Saying that, he, you know, he's great against the blitz. He's, you know, and young guys are going to get the blitz. So, but he's calm under pressure. He's a great leader. He brings guys in there with, you know, like I said before, from guys from Miami come in there. So I felt good about it.
Last two for Coach. What do you think happened at his pro day? Why did that go so wrong?
Well, I don't know if this was it, but in the private workout with us, he wore his glove. So, and you know, like he said, you know, I was listening to him today doing an interview, and he said, one thing it taught him was to stay true to yourself. You know, he plays all these times wearing a glove, and he comes out on a pro day, you know, supposedly the biggest day, which really isn't. There, you know, the 44 games he played in college are the biggest days. This is just one day to show off in front of the NFL Network and everything. But he said, you just learn to stay true to yourself. And then he came out, you know, with us and threw the glove and threw it all over the place.
Last one.
Shoot, that's good.
All right.
That was one less today.